Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Turnip Greens and Tortillas by Chef Eddie Hernandez, written with food writer Susan Puckett, is a modern cookbook that blends two comfort food traditions, the American South and Northern Mexico. Hernandez, known for the Atlanta-based Taqueria del Sol restaurants, frames the book around the idea that these cuisines already share a foundation of hearty staples, thrift, and big flavor. The purpose is practical as much as it is personal to give home cooks approachable recipes that feel familiar yet taste newly energized through chiles, herbs, citrus, and clever substitutions. Across a wide range of dishes, the book refashions Southern classics through Mexican technique and seasoning, and it also treats Mexican favorites with Southern ingredients and sensibilities. Along the way, short narrative elements help explain the chef's influences and the logic behind the mashup, while photography underscores the everyday appeal of the food. The result is a highly usable, cross-cultural kitchen guide for bold but accessible cooking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a deliberate Southern Mexican fusion rooted in lived experience. The book's central idea is not novelty for its own sake, but a fusion grounded in Eddie Hernandez's biography and the real overlap between two regional foodways. Born in Monterrey, Mexico, and raised in the American South, Hernandez treats the combination as a natural extension of how people actually cook. When cultures meet you, keep the dishes you love, then season, fill, and sauce them with what is around you. That philosophy comes through in the way the recipes are framed as comfort food first, experimentation second. Instead of asking readers to learn an unfamiliar culinary system, the book uses recognizable Southern anchors, and then introduces Mexican flavors that slot in easily chiles, tomatillos, tortillas, and bright garnishes. It also works the other direction, taking Mexican formats and letting Southern habits shape them, such as turning familiar fillings into burritos or tacos. The fusion, therefore, reads as coherent and repeatable rather than like a one-off restaurant trick. For readers, the takeaway is a model for thinking about food identity as flexible you can honor tradition while still cooking in the language of your everyday life. Secondly, reimagining classic comfort foods with heat, acid, and fresh toppings. A key technique in the book is taking foods that many Southern cooks already know and then sharpening them with Mexican-style intensity. Heat is one tool, but it is balanced with acidity and freshness, so dishes do not become one-note spicy. Recipes highlighted in public descriptions include turnip greens cooked in pot, lecker spiked with chiles, meatloaf paired with tomato habanero gravy, and mac and cheese enlivened with feta and jalapenos. The pattern is consistent: keep the comforting base, then add a sauce, drizzle, or mix in that pushes the flavor forward. Hernandez also leans on the contrast that Mexican cooking often provides creamy against bright, rich against tangy, and soft textures against crunchy toppings. This helps the food feel lighter and more dynamic while still being satisfying. For home cooks, the practical lesson is transferable beyond the specific recipes. Once you understand the logic of adding chile, citrus, herbs, and punchy condiments to familiar casseroles, fried foods, and braises, you can remix your own family standards without losing what makes them comforting. Thirdly, tortillas as a versatile Southern staple, not just a wrapper. The title signals how important tortillas are to the book's culinary vocabulary. They are not treated only as vehicles for tacos, but as an adaptable starch that can play roles similar to biscuits, cornbread, or pie crust in a Southern meal. A signature example mentioned in multiple sources is chicken pot pie served in a bowl made from puffed tortilla shells, a playful but functional way to combine a classic filling with a Mexican format. Other described mashups include barbecue pork tacos and dishes that move between burrito, taco, and plate lunch territory, reinforcing the idea that tortillas can sit comfortably beside traditional Southern mains. This approach also supports the book's home cook practicality. Tortillas are widely available, quick to use, and forgiving, making them ideal for weeknight improvisation or feeding a crowd. The broader takeaway is a shift in pantry thinking: if you stock tortillas alongside your usual Southern staples, you gain new ways to serve stews, fried foods, and leftovers. In that sense, the book teaches a flexible technique for reformatting comfort food, not only a set of fixed recipes. Fourthly, thrifty, everyday cooking built on accessible ingredients. Despite its bold flavors, the cookbook positions itself as realistic home cooking rather than aspirational chef cuisine. Endorsements and reviews repeatedly emphasize that the food is honest, thrifty, and built from fresh, inexpensive, ordinary ingredients. That practical orientation matters because fusion cooking can sometimes demand specialty shopping or hard-to-find items. Here, many of the flavor building blocks are familiar supermarket staples: dried or fresh chiles, common herbs, beans, hominy, pork cuts suited to slow cooking, greens, and everyday dairy and cheese. Even when the dishes are more ambitious, the methods aim to be manageable for home kitchens. With recipes written in a straightforward way and supported by notes that help readers get the intended result, Examples cited in professional coverage include approachable items such as Fritos Chilaquiles, burrito-style spins on Southern classics, smoothies, and cheesecake variations. The theme is resourcefulness, stretch ingredients, use what you can find, and still eat with excitement. For readers, the lasting benefit is confidence that big flavor does not require luxury ingredients, only smart seasoning, good balance, and a willingness to combine traditions thoughtfully. Lastly, a full menu approach mains, sides, cocktails, and desserts that match the mashup. Turnip greens and tortillas is structured to function as more than a collection of standout entrees. Public descriptions make clear that it covers a broad range of categories, including side dishes, cocktails, and desserts, so readers can build complete menus in the book's Southern Mexican style. The drinks and sweets are not treated as afterthoughts, they reinforce the same fusion logic that drives the savory chapters. One widely mentioned example is the Eddie Palmer, a playful twist that combines sweet tea with tequila, linking a Southern staple beverage with a Mexican spirit. Dessert examples cited in reviews and listings include ancho chile pralines and sweet potato cheesecake, both of which show how chile heat and Southern sweets can coexist when handled with restraint. This full spread matters because the book's goal is to translate a restaurant sensibility into home entertaining and family meals. It gives readers tools to create cohesion across a meal, a spicy or tangy main, a comforting side, then a dessert that nods to both traditions. The takeaway is an expanded sense of fusion, where seasoning choices can connect the entire table rather than appearing only in the main dish. In conclusion, this book best serves home cooks who enjoy Southern comfort food, Mexican flavors, or both, and who want recipes that feel exciting without becoming complicated. Fans of Eddie Hernandez Taqueria del Sol restaurants will recognize the sensibility, big flavor, casual formats, and a focus on what tastes good rather than what is strictly traditional. At the same time, you do not need restaurant familiarity to benefit because the recipes are designed for ordinary kitchens and rely on widely available ingredients. The practical gains are clear: readers learn how to enliven greens, braises, and casseroles with chiles and bright acids, how to use tortillas in more creative roles, and how to apply simple substitution logic to bridge cuisines. Intellectually, the book offers a convincing argument that Southern and Mexican food share values of thrift, comfort, and bold seasoning, so the fusion feels earned. Compared with many modern mashup cookbooks, it stands out for coherence and usability, the combinations repeatedly return to a few understandable principles, and the range of recipes supports full meal planning, from sides to cocktails and desserts. For cooks seeking new weeknight ideas or a distinctive entertaining style, it provides both inspiration and a workable blueprint. If you would like to support Eddie Hernandez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.